Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, whatever it is. I just know it is the Weekend Recap. And yes, I'm Andy Dorf right here on Sports Overnight America. Wow, what a weekend. Always, man, always a great weekend in the sports world, as we all know. Man, the World Cup is finally over and done with. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean it's over and done with. And the game that you saw between France and Croatia, somewhat expected. France just a better team, more guys, physically better, and talent just kind of won out finally. But the truth is the World Cup was fantastic in many ways. Obviously Croatia and what they were able to accomplish. And then just all the upsets, all the overtime games, all the penalty kick games, all the questions about whether or not that's good for the game. Some people love it, some people hate it. And then you have Wimbledon, where they play out the fifth set. And you have guys like Kevin Anderson and John Isner playing to 26-24. And we know that John Isner was involved in the longest match of all time at 70-68 at Wimbledon few years back. So look, man, and those guys complain about it, by the way. Those guys are not happy about having to play it out. They'd like to play a tiebreaker. So you can't have it both ways, people, is what I'm trying to say. Because people are upset about the penalty kicks at the end of a soccer game. Want those guys to keep playing. Whereas the players in the Wimbledon don't like it. I think there is a correlation between the two. Anyways, a lot to talk about. Believe me, we're going to get into it. Major League Baseball at the All-Star break. You got the Home Run Derby and everything coming up. That'll be interesting. That'll be exciting if you're into that. And then, obviously, NFL, man, it's closer and closer. Anyways, a lot to get into. Hit me up on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Call me 1-800-878-7529. I'll be right back. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Ah, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint the...
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, it is. It is, obviously, the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America. Please get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so there are a lot of things to get into. Believe me, NFL, I'll be talking that because it's right around the corner. Whether you think it or not, it is around the corner. It's coming in hot. Major League Baseball, obviously, the All-Star break is here. We've got the Home Run Derby. We've got the All-Star game and all the festivities that go along with that. So we'll be talking about those things. But right now, I do want to talk a little bit about the World Cup and the effect it has just in general on the world and a lot of things about what we saw over the past few weeks. And then I want to talk about Wimbledon, because that also happened over the last couple of weeks. You had an unbelievable performance from Serena Williams throughout that tournament. Didn't have her best stuff in the final. And then Novak Djokovic. We'll talk about whether or not this guy can get back on the major circuit where he becomes a contender at all the majors. Because it had been a while since this guy had gotten to a final. 2016, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe the French Open. Can't remember exactly, but I know it was 2016. Bottom line is this guy ready to get back on the scene? Because he dealt with a lot of injuries. A lot of problems. But World Cup was fun, man. Dorfman, not the biggest soccer fan. Really not the biggest soccer fan. But I'll tell you what, I do appreciate watching what those guys do. And the fact is they do throw it out there. They throw it on the line for their countries, for their teams, for themselves. They leave it all on the field. They flop a lot. They do. They definitely flop a lot. But the game itself is very intriguing in the sense of the fans, very involved emotionally, players, physically, mentally, emotionally go out there and just give it everything they have. So I have an appreciation for what I saw on the soccer field. throughout the World Cup. It was good stuff. And you know what? Congratulations to France. I think that team was trailing for all of like 9 minutes and some odd seconds throughout the whole tournament. So that tells you that they were pretty damn good. That was a quality soccer team. And how Croatia was able to battle back, game in and game out, you know, winning on PKs after PKs, having the mental toughness to stick with it. So they each had a different path. They each have a different story. But ultimately, both teams can be very proud. And obviously, France can really be proud. We know that. But Croatia can hold their heads high. Nobody expected them to get that far. And then once they were matched up with France, I think that most people felt that this journey that they were on was going to come to an end. And I want to address a couple things that I think are interesting when you talk about soccer and you talk about the tennis, because I think they're both warriors. I really do. I think there's something special about a soccer player, and I think there's something really special about a tennis player having the ability to go out there and play for 6 hours and 36 minutes. That is what happened in the semifinal of the men's side of Wimbledon. Just unbelievable stuff from John Isner and Kevin Anderson, who, by the way, when he got – Kevin Anderson won that match 26-24 in the fifth set. And there's a couple things that I appreciate about Wimbledon that we're going to get into. But I want to address this. The problem is that it was really tough for Kevin Anderson to come back mentally, emotionally, and physically after beating Roger Federer in the fifth set, 13-11 in the quarterfinal, and then having to play John Isner and winning 26-24 in that fifth set in the semifinal. And say what you want. I know that Novak Djokovic's path wasn't easy by any means. Had a very tough one with Rafi Nadal, don't get me wrong, I know. And he had to play 3 days in a row. So again, the mental toughness both ways. But there's something special about watching guys go out there and play for 6 hours and 36 minutes. There's something about that is extremely impressive to me. That you can keep your mind in it that long. That you can keep your body in it that long. That you don't get hurt. That you don't cramp up. I mean, honestly, it's unbelievable. And then I also appreciate what those soccer guys do. And I don't have a problem with the fact that after, if it goes 2 hours, because it's a 90-minute game and then extra time, obviously, first half's, and then the end of the game, and then you have what would be an overtime of 30 minutes, 15-minute halves. And then if it's tied up at that point, you go to penalty kicks. And I don't have a problem with that. Because you know that before you step out on the soccer field. And you know that about Wimbledon before you step out on the tennis court, that you're playing that fifth set out. There's the potential that you're playing that third set out if you're the women. I mean, it's just the way it is. So I don't have a problem with the way that the rules are set up. The tennis players aren't very happy about it. They would like a fifth set tiebreaker. Well, I'd like them to play past 11 p.m. because they sure as hell do that when they go to play the U.S. Open. Play till 2 in the morning if they have to, 3 in the morning, whatever it is. And that's what's unique about that. So I think we should be a little careful about what we wish for when we say, hey, I don't like this or I do like that. Because there's something unique about every sport. And part of sports is they're supposed to break your heart. I'm sorry, but that's the truth. So I love what they do at Wimbledon. I know players are angry and upset to a certain degree, but that's what makes Wimbledon unique. Look, at the end of the day, man, win two games in a row. I mean, I guess that would be my answer to a player that says, I don't like it. I'd like to play a tiebreaker. Well, you can be playing a tiebreaker for a long time, and I know you're not going to play as long as you can play games for. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But win two games in a row, and then the match is over. And then as far as soccer goes, look, man, after playing 2 hours of running up and down that field, of going 7 to 9.5 miles on average, I don't have a problem with those guys deciding things in penalty kicks at that point. Anyways, I do hear the music. I know I got to take another pause for the cause. You can get at me, everybody, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Get at me. Let's talk sports, everybody. The weekend's over, and look, man, I got a lot of thoughts on the brain. So if you don't want to talk with me, believe me, I'll keep talking to you at 1-800-878-7529. Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap. It is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
For the Raiders. First and 10 from the 37, 12:48 to play in this first half. Carr from the gun. Carr, pump fake. Carr floats one to the far side. Wide open separation. Amari Cooper. It's gone. 20, 10, touchdown. Jalen Mills got beat. And the Raiders make him pay. 63 yards through the air for Oakland.
They can pick down here from the gun. Steelers show blitz. Here they come. He gets it away and it's picked off at the goal line. There's a flag thrown on the run back, James Harrison, to run it back. And Harrison is past midfield. Harrison going down the sideline. Harrison still on his feet. Harrison is going to go all the way and waiting for the official to get there. Touchdown is signaled.
Now back to Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome back in, everybody. I love football, and so do you. I know you do. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Love my people listening to me on Sirius XM. Love my people listening to me on SB Nation Radio. Love my people listening to me anywhere all over the globe. You know I'm here every Sunday. I start at 10 p.m. Pacific time. Taking your calls throughout the wee hours of the night. As you know, I talk everything. So whatever's on your mind is on my mind. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. All right, so heard the clips. Obviously, look, I love talking football. And I think the situation with the Steelers is interesting. I mean, the bottom line is Le'Veon Bell, we know what he does for them. And if you keep paying him $14-plus million, well, then why not just work out a contract with the guy? I mean, seriously. I mean, his work hasn't really declined. So what's the deal here? Just because it's just unprecedented, you can't do it? I don't know. But maybe, just maybe, they wind up getting a deal done, or they wind up giving this guy another $14.5 million or whatever it is for his tag. I think it's going to be interesting seeing how certain teams respond. And what I mean by that is well, the Philadelphia Eagles, look, they've got something to prove too. Let's not kid ourselves. How does Carson Wentz come back? When does Carson Wentz come back? How does Nick Foles play until he comes back? What do they do with Nick Foles when he does come back? I mean, seriously, a ton of questions there. Do the Philadelphia Eagles have a hangover? Because a lot of times we see that. We don't see it with the New England Patriots. But every year, I think it gets harder and harder for them to continue what they do. But somehow, some way, they continue to find a way to do it. So don't doubt them until it doesn't happen. But I do think the gap is closing. Do think the gap is closing in the AFC on them. NFC, I think, is really strong, just in general. So many good teams. So many good teams. And teams that have potential to be good. We know that the Eagles are going to be good. We think the Vikings are going to be good. I think the Green Bay Packers are going to be good. I think the Lions are even going to be fighting for a playoff spot, really. The AFC South is, I'm sorry, NFC South is really good too. You got Atlanta, Carolina, New Orleans. Tampa Bay, I think there's just too many things going on. The Jameis Winston situation, if it's me, man, I probably cut ties. I probably say, look, dude, you know what? You've had many opportunities to show that you're matured and that you've come a long way. But instead, a lot of times, people just don't take advantage of the opportunity that they're given. And frankly, I don't think his play is all that spectacular. So at a certain point, you've got to say, maybe we've made a mistake. Maybe our expectations were too much and you haven't produced what we've expected. I think the 49ers are going to be fun to watch. I think they're going to be a lot of fun. Rams are going to be good too. I don't know about the Cardinals. I don't know. I think that there are a lot of holes that they had with the offensive line. And if that's the case again, when you have Sam Bradford, that could spell trouble. Could spell trouble for that guy. And then what do you do with Josh Rosen? What do you do with Glennon? How is that handled if that winds up happening? And I think you have to, at least in the back of your head, have that scenario just based on all of the pieces. But if Sam Bradford can stand on his feet, then we know he's a pretty accurate quarterback, which would give the Arizona Cardinals a chance. But I think that division is going to be pretty good. Rams, Niners. Haven't even talked about Seattle. I don't think that defense is going to be what it has been in the past. But they still have Russell Wilson. And he's one of those quarterbacks that he's spectacular. He's fantastic. But I think the NFC is really tough. Giants are going to be better too. You can guarantee the Giants are going to be better. Saquon Barkley, I think he's going to add something for Eli Manning. No, I don't think, I know. Whether or not they have the chemistry and they're able to put it all together, that we don't know that. But I think Eli at this point can figure out a really good way to use Saquon Barkley, because that to me, that's what they were missing last year. Their running game was pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. I don't think guys could get out of the backfield. So Saquon Barkley could be a huge difference maker for Eli Manning. We know how good Odell Beckham is. He's fantastic. Does Dallas take a step back? The Eagles, again, I had all those questions about them. Washington, what are they like now that Alex Smith is running that squad? I don't know. We'll find out. But I do think that the balance of power right now is probably in the NFC. A little more balance. I think you have your teams in the AFC, don't get me wrong. But I also think you also have a bunch of your teams that you're not very high on, like Miami, like the Jets, like the Bengals, like Cleveland. The AFC West, I don't know what to expect there. I expect the Raiders to be better. John Gruden, by the way, that clip you heard was a Raider clip earlier. I think that John Gruden, he'll figure out how to communicate with Derek Carr. And he'll maximize what that guy can give him. I'm pretty sure of that. Kansas City's interesting. What does Patrick Mahomes have? Look, the talk was, is how quickly can we get rid of Alex Smith? Well, here's your chance. And they had a really weird season last year. One of the best teams in the beginning, and then obviously tumbled and struggled toward the end of the season. But I think the Raiders are going to wind up being the cream of the crop. And everybody always loves the Chargers, but they always find a way to mess it up. AFC South may be the best division in all of the AFC in general. Houston Texans, team on the rise. Love that Deshaun Watson kid. Love him. Indianapolis Colts, if Andrew Luck is healthy, maybe they can do something. Will the Jacksonville Jaguars continue what they built last year? Really good defense. I think they're going to be okay. And then say what you want about Bortles. He got it done. And then the Titans, they made that step too. So this is a division on the rise, maybe the best division in all of the AFC. And the truth is that the New England Patriots division is a joke. It always is a joke. We know that. That's why we don't spend too much time talking about it. But sooner or later, things will change. We know that. And then obviously Pittsburgh, man, with all that talent, I you got to love them in their division too. Maybe Baltimore can push them a little bit. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the call, so I'm going to do it. Anyways, people, get at me, 1-800-878-7529. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the Weekend Recap, and this would be Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Jared Goff looks to the sidelines for Sean McVay. Play clock is down to 7. He is Gurley next to him in the backfield, trips to the near side. Play clock down to 2, now 1. He'll take the snap, drops back to pass, looks right, dances right, points right, throws to the middle, pass is complete to Reynolds. Back of the end zone, touchdown Los Angeles. It is now 16-7 with 4:22 to play here in the first half.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now.
That's 800-508-5774.
The 1-1 pitch. Fastball pulled and passed Alvarez and toward the corner. Trevor coming to score. Upton on his way to third. He's being waved around. Two RBI double for Albert Pujols. Now one hit shy of 3,000.
Line shot down the line. A fair ball. That'll bring in a run. Martinez, he is in. Bogarts to second. And the Red Sox capitalize on the error. And Bogarts, a shot down the line, has given the Red Sox a 2-1 lead.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Pretty fitting to have a Red Sox highlight when you think about it. Best team in baseball. 68 wins at the break. And what's amazing about that is that the Baltimore Orioles have 69 losses, and they're in the same division. The Orioles are 39 and a half games. 39 and a half games behind them. Here's the one thing I really don't like about baseball. In most divisions, the races are not all that exciting. But with that being said, usually the wild card is exciting. So let me give you a quick run through before we get into my callers at 1-800-878-7529. So I'll get to Mitch in Santa Monica in just a moment. Red Sox, like I said, they're leading their division by 4.5 games, and that'll be tight. I mean, look, I don't know if the Yankees wind up beating them out for that division, but I do know that the Yankees are going to the playoffs. I'll say that right now. And I know that the Boston Red Sox are going to the playoffs. So they're getting two teams in. But then the Rays are obviously 18 back. So this is a two-team race. And this is what I'm going to point out to you people. Cleveland Indians have been okay. Not great, they've been okay. And they have a 7.5 game lead over Minnesota. I don't know if there is going to be a race here. I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know if there's going to be a race there. So it's up to Minnesota to make that a race. Houston has battled with Seattle early. Will Seattle be able to continue? That's the question. Houston is going to continue. I'm telling you that right now. So will Seattle be able to continue? And will Oakland come on and push Seattle? Will they push the Yankees? I think that's the question. Because at the end of the day, those are probably your teams that are in the race for the wild card. Oakland, Seattle, probably the Yankees, maybe Boston, but I don't think so. So those three teams are going to be playing for two spots. And I like the Yankees and probably going to like the Mariners. National League's a little bit more interesting. In the East, you have the Philadelphia Phillies leading at the break, which is really cool. It's a cool story. And the Braves right there is a cool story too. Washington, you better get your act together. A lot of high expectations for that team. And they have underachieved, for sure. Chicago Cubs, man, leading by 2.5 over the Brew Crew, who have been leading the whole way, basically. Basically leading the whole way. So will Milwaukee be able to continue playing well? Hopefully. Dodgers in first place. Took a long time, but they're there. D-backs a half game behind. And going into the break, obviously on kind of a sour note. But anyway, that's kind of the way it looks going into the All-Star break. And I think that there's more compelling races in the National League at this point. Will the Nationals figure it out? will the Brewers continue to contend? And if they don't win the division, will they get a wild card spot? Same thing with the D-backs. Will the Rockies get it together? You know, I mean, again, that, there's three teams, four teams in that race because the Giants are only four games back. So maybe that's the best race as far as it goes in baseball with the divisions because the most teams are there. Anyways, enough of me. Let's get to you people. 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with my main man, Mitch, in Santa Monica. You got the DORF, man. As you know, it's the weekend recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Not only is it the weekend recap, but, hey, everyone out there, it was Andy's birthday on Friday. Come on now, people. Can we all have a happy birthday for the Dorf, man? I mean, what? You know, he turned 24 this week.
I love you, bro. Mean
tennis machine. This guy tells it like it is each and every week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, all week long. I mean, there's nothing stopping this 24-year-old from moving on to 25. I mean, dude, happy birthday.
I love the way you think, bro. I love the way you think. Hey, what's on your mind about the sports world, man?
Brewers dropping 5. To the Pirates, 6 in a row. I mean, it's July 15th. It's the Brewers all over again. I cannot talk about it, but I will talk about World Cup. And I don't know how much you talked about it because I did not hear the first part of the show. I watched the game. I watched the finals. I watched pretty much Sweet 16. Very, very interesting game. As a friend of mine put it. Final score, France 2, Croatia 2, refs 2. The Griezmann dive and the handball, I mean, come on now. Are you kidding me? In a final like that? Now, I'm glad if that would have been not called, then we would have had 2-2, and we would have had the PKs, and the embarrassment would have continued. But it was embarrassing as it was.
Hey, you let know, me ask you something real quick, Mitch.
The best
Mitch.
Part of the game was...
Yeah.
In, like, old... French, like militia costumes ran on the field. I mean, it was fantastic. I mean, it was everything about it. It was exciting. I mean,
okay.
Croatia dominated this game, and I have no idea how they lost.
All right, let me ask you something, my friend, because we've been battling this whole World Cup thing out for a few weeks as it's been going on, and now it's over. And I have another thing that's come to my attention while we were watching the World Cup, because Wimbledon was also on, and you know the guys play the fifth set out, and the women would play the third set out, and the guys are complaining about having to play the fifth set out. You're complaining about the World Cup guys going to the PKs, but the truth of the matter is what's very to me what's unique about Wimbledon is the fact that they play that fifth set out. And what's unfortunate is that they call it at 11 p.m. no matter what, okay? Whereas when they play at the U.S. Open, yes, they only play tiebreakers in the fifth set. However, they play into the wee hours of the night sometimes where they're playing till 1, 2 a.m. Just because the matches have been going on and they're longer than expected. And you know what? They play it out because that's just the way they do it at the U.S. Open. Let me get your perspective on this in the sense of I know you don't like that the soccer games go to PKs. I know that you love that Wimbledon goes and does the fifth set till these guys play, you know, like Isner and Kevin Anderson did for 6 hours and 36 minutes, actually, to be quite honest with you. I know you love that. I love that, too, and that's what I love about Wimbledon. I told you what I love about the U.S. Open, and truth be told – I love how they play the soccer out too. I think they're all unique
and
in their I think they're all unique in their own way. Hold on one sec, and then I'll let you jump in here.
Right.
I think they're all unique in their own way. You know what the rules are before you go into it. Players complaining though at Wimbledon is a little bit shocking to me. And then obviously you not liking the PKs for the soccer. I want to give you a chance to talk about both of these things. Go ahead, man.
Players complain at Wimbledon, then you shouldn't be playing at Wimbledon. Those are the rules. okay? Soccer, no one's complaining in the soccer world about the way the World Cup is handled. It's those of us who maybe embrace other sports and see how other sports handle overtime situations and look at the way that football, soccer, handles theirs and just can't really get a grip on it. So if you're within the sport, you have no reason to complain. You know the rules. I mean, let Wimbledon be Wimbledon. Let the U.S. Open be U.S. Open. You know, U.S. Open in golf, we go 18 holes. You know, on the regular tour, it's sudden death. I think, what is it, at the Masters, we go 3 holes. You know, I mean, everyone has their rules. So if you're a competitor, this is not your debate. It's if you're a fan, this is our debate, okay? You play the game. Play the game according to your rules. But as a fan, I have an opinion on, because you're getting paid or whatever. You're in that moment. But as a fan, this is my opinion. Time to make an opinion. You
sure.
know, after it's all done, go ahead. You want to go change the rules. You have some sort of player association that want to, you know, negotiate, you know, different type of hits in terms of what the defensive backs can do to receivers, that's fine. But when you're in the season, when you're in the tournament, to complain, I mean, that's just completely bogus. I have no respect for that at all.
All right, hey, real quickly, let's move on real fast. Because we've only got a couple minutes before I got to take another pause for the cause. Hey, let me ask you this, man. Novak Djokovic does win Wimbledon. Good to see him do that. He hasn't been to a final since he won back in 2016. Serena goes down on the women's side. However, what she did was more than impressive, bro, because obviously only her fourth tournament back, winning 6 matches to get to the final. Anjali Kerber, all the credit in the world to her. She went out and played a fantastic match, so all the credit to her. Serena didn't have her best, but again, you have to give credit to Kerber for the way that she played. Question to you is when does Serena get that 24th? When and can we expect Novak Djokovic to be back on the scene and being a guy that competes at majors now? He has 13. It's obviously him, Rafi, and Roger Federer as far as the guys that go in the game right now that are leading the way. So thoughts on those things, real quick.
Well, Djokovic does it in 3, going to the tiebreaker in the 3rd. The thing about tennis is you've got basically 3 different services. And we've seen in my lifetime that there are very few masters of all 3 surfaces.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, that's where you draw the line. It's like, you know, this guy can play grass. This guy plays clay. This play, you know, hard court. I mean, each one is a whole different set. I mean, that's something that the average or the novice tennis fan may not necessarily get, which something that is so, so different and unique about, you know, the French and the Wimbledon and the U.S. Open, that is just, you know, so interesting about that and why you see some guys rise to this tournament and some guys rise to that tournament. Which,
yeah,
you know,
hey, listen, Mitch. Go ahead real quick.
You know, we see it in golf. You know, the thing is, but getting back to it, the pitch is the pitch.
All right, man. I appreciate it, brother. Listen, here's the deal, and I kind of understand where he's coming from. Look, Rafi Nadal has won so many on that one surface. Obviously, Federer's won a bunch on grass, but Serena, she's the one. She's won him on every single one of those surfaces, and she does it repeatedly. So, and again, she didn't get it done here, but for the most part, she's just unbelievable. I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll be back. I'm Andy Dorf. Weekend Recap. It's Sports Overnight America.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, my people, for the final time I come to you, and I got to give you, obviously, my final thoughts about what's going on in the sports world. Andy Dorf, weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me on Twitter, by the way. You can always hit me up anytime. I love talking to my fans and just listeners that follow me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, I'll be back starting at 10 p.m. Pacific time next Sunday. So definitely check out the show. I love doing it. And then you can always catch me in the morning too, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific time too, on the Dorf on Sports radio show. But anyways, look, real quickly, World Cup gave us exactly what we wanted, I think, people. It gave us excitement. It gave us drama. It gave us Croatia, one of the smallest nations to ever get that far. It gave us France, a team that was just obviously overpowering and never really trailed much throughout the whole tournament, under 10 minutes, to be quite honest with you. So pretty amazing what they were able to accomplish throughout the whole tournament. You got Summer League basketball, people, and you know what? Next time, I believe, we'll have a winner in the tournament. So it'll be interesting to talk about that. Obviously, Major League Baseball, All-Star Game, All-Star Break, we'll have that to talk about. And then we'll be that much closer to the NFL. Anyways, for Scott, all the great clips that he gets me, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on the Weekend Recap and Sports Overnight America.